Tom Skilling would never do something like that, and he's on a phone line, the meteorologist from WGN.
I've been too close to microphones too much of my life, John. I've learned you don't do that.
You don't in private, though.
The microphone is nearby.
Do you in private, Tom? Do you sometimes hit your, you know, thumb with a hammer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'll tell you something. There was an interesting New York Times article several months ago in which psychiatrists were saying that's not all bad. It's
Agreed.
A stress relief mechanism. Yeah. So, it happens.
I think you say, oh, golly.
You don't have enough stress. You know?
I'm wondering the same thing, Violetta. But we think that when Tom Skilling cusses, he says, golly.
Oh, geez. Golly. Oh,
for goodness sakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why I oughta?
Don't kid yourself.
Tom, I'm only going to take about 5 minutes of your time, but talk to me a little bit about this Hurricane Michael in Florida. Were you surprised at how quickly it developed and how strong it got?
John, you know, it's amazing to me. I hear that comment from many folks. Frankly, this thing was under the, you know, the careful eyes of tropical forecasters as early as Saturday night. And the expectation all along was that not only that it would move precisely as it did, but that it would strengthen. Now, that it strengthened to a Cat 4 and near Cat 5, that's interesting. But it was, we had models that were indicating that was going to happen right along. And, you know, these intensity forecasts are always a devil. There's real work going on to try and improve these. But it was going over warm ocean water with low wind shear, so the expectation of intensification was strong and clearly communicated in all the advisories. So I guess the short answer, John, is no. I wasn't terribly surprised at all, and I'm surprised that people are surprised. That's quite interesting to me.
I think part of the problem is that it seems too often the hurricanes veer into a direction we didn't think they were, or they actually downgrade themselves. And this one, as you said, was true to the prediction. So maybe that's where some of the surprise comes from. But also...
Yeah, I think so. And you know, John, it's interesting. Years ago, I talked to John Hope, who's no longer with us, but he for many years was with the Hurricane Center, and he became one of the hurricane experts in the early years of the Weather Channel. And I was interviewing him down at the National Hurricane Center one time when we went down in the wake of Hurricane Andrew to do a piece a year after that storm struck in South Florida. And he made an interesting comment. He said, you know, it's hard for people to understand that nature will do something they've not seen it do before. Never has any of the population in the Florida panhandle see a storm of this intensity. This was essentially like an EF3 tornado sitting over the area for hours. And normally in our area of the country, you know, a tornado like the one that hit Washington, Illinois, for instance, back several Novembers ago and did such devastating work, or the one that hit Plainfield. These do their deadly deeds in, you know, a matter of seconds. We put a stopwatch to this and found that, essentially the damage that we see in the aftermath of these things has been done literally in 15 to 20 seconds. So to have a EF3 tornado, or the effectively that, and only far larger, sit over an area for hours on end is not surprising. And then on top of that, you bring the ocean in on top of it and torrential rains. It's a deadly, damaging, catastrophic combination, and the results are pretty clear. The only thing we can be grateful for is it didn't hit a larger population area, or it could have really been catastrophic.
Well, Tom, you've been saying that the storms are going to be stronger. We might not get more, but when we get them, they're going to be more severe. And the last two were whoppers, weren't they?
Absolutely. And John, the science is clear on this. The work still has to be done on this particular storm. But, you know, people like Dr. Kerry Emanuel at MIT or Dr. Kevin Trenberth at NCAR out in Colorado have been among the many, many scientists, all peer-reviewed, who have indicated the fact that warmer oceans, and our oceans are warmer and have higher heat content, and an atmosphere that is warming, and an environment that's warming and therefore holding more water, these storms are going to get stronger, and they're going to get wetter. There won't be more of them necessarily, but the ones that occur will be stronger. And we've seen that trend. It's demonstrable.
I don't know what their attitude about the phrase is now, but I know as recently as 2014, it was against the law in Florida for state agencies to use the phrase climate change. There have been a couple of states in the Southeast like that, and Florida has been one of them. Maybe they use it now. I'll bet if they don't, they're going to start, because these things are scary anymore.
Oh, you know, John, the political class, certain members of them, haven't caught up to the science. Either they don't read, or they're not informed of it, or they don't surround themselves by people with atmospheric science backgrounds. Because to continue this stance that something's not going on is literally an outlier view of the situation. And, you know, we, as I say, the evidence is insurmountable almost at this point. And that report from the United Nations last week only serves to underscore what climate scientists have been telling us for decades.
I got to go, Tom. Are we going to feel the effects of this? Is it going to affect our weather in any way?
No, John, this one isn't. This thing's catching a ride on the jet stream, which at this time of the year is pretty strong, so it's going to exit the East Coast pretty expeditiously, too. Still has another 24 hours to run on its impacts out there, but no impacts for us. We're going into a markedly cooler regime. The next 7 days will average almost 21 degrees cooler than the past seven. So we're finally in real autumn weather.
And how's the weekend looking? Is it going to rain? There's a couple outdoor events.
You know what? Violetta, there might be a little shower that comes down Saturday night. It'll be light and spotty. There'll be some clouds building in as we get to later Saturday, but more so Saturday night and Sunday. But no, I don't think this is a horribly rainy weekend coming, unlike the one we just went through. It's just going to be chilly.
All right. 21 degrees cooler than this 7 days than the previous. It's good to hear you, Tom, as always. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, John. Take care.